Good evening, Vashon, and welcome back to the voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball. Tonight, the Vashon Pirate boys are taking on the Charles Wright Terrier in a big game of the Nisqually League competition. I'm John Yates, and with me is Kent Tooman. We'll be bringing you all the action. And we're stepping into the middle for the tip. Sawyer Ranney there against, we'll get the Terrier names on, Tavi and Bowen Moore. Terriers control the tip, working in their offense now. Moore back to, actually that's Moore working with the ball over to Spencer Holbrook Smith. A lot of hyphenated names here.
Good
hyphenated
names.
Might just have to use initials.
A lot of hyphenated names, or we might just use one of the last names.
Yeah, there you go. That works too. Now, shot by Smith, rebounded by Ben Larson of the Pirates. Yep. Give it up to Tooman.
And an unusual take down the court by Ben Larson. He was out of his normal there.
Yep. And now, a nice pass inbound to a cutting Reese Carlton. Carlton scores easily right at the hoop
from Ben Larson at the point, like he's playing point guard.
Yeah, right? maybe Coach Jersey changed things up tonight, you know?
Yep.
And he worked with it too, huh?
Yep.
Now, we get Holbrook Smith taking another three. Misses, rebound by, that's Nathan Watkins on the board for the Terriers. Terriers working in their offense. Pirates in man defense. And now we got Bowen Moore throwing the ball away as I think Holbrook Smith wasn't cutting to the right spot that he was supposed to be going to.
Well, I think there's two guys that made an error there. One guy drove and got out of control and had to give up the ball and tried to kick it out. And the other guy wasn't ready for it.
Right. Now Pirates working the offense. Ben Larson up high, going to give it to a cutting Sawyer Ranney at the top of the key. And now we get a three from Julian Tooman, and Tooman buries it.
Beautiful shot from the corner, and nice and relaxed shot. It's good to see that they're already hitting their threes early.
Right.
Last game, the game against Seattle Christians, just tough. It took them a while to warm up
with
the shots.
So yeah.
More pressure. They're a lot more relaxed with this team.
That's a weird gym, though, too. If you're playing against that north wall, it had that big dead space that goes into the cafeteria.
Yeah, exactly, in the back. But, and they had a really good band. Their band was great. And, they made a lot of noise, a lot of students, and it was really high energy in there.
It
was a very exciting game.
Yeah.
They played great. They just lost by two or four.
Now, Ben Larson taking a three from the corner, follows the shot, gets his own rebound, puts it up, misses. Ranney on the rebound for the Pirates' backside. Going to give it off to Delgado Williams, out to Carlton. Carlton takes three, misses. Terrier's rebound. That's Bowen Moore on the rebound. Moore, ball fake, goes to the hoop. Rims off, rebound, knocked away by Nathan Watkins, and out of bounds, so the Pirates are going to get the ball.
Dude, it could have been a foul. It looked like he bopped him on the head behind.
Yeah, kind of swiped his ball.
Speaking of heads, I'm delighted to see Reese Carlton have a headband on.
Is that right?
That giant mop of hair.
He was getting his eyes in.
He was actually complaining to us the other day about that his hair was getting in
his eyes.
They're like, there's a simple solution.
Right. Yep, it's a haircut or a headband.
Apparently a headband.
Doesn't
want to
cut the
lock.
Now we have discussion on the floor amongst the referees. I think there was something wrong with the clock. Maybe the shot clock didn't start. And so they're trying to figure out what's going on. Yep, so we got a 10-second runoff on the shot clock, down to 20 seconds. Julian Tooman's going to inbound for the Pirates. Tooman goes inside to Ranney. Ball knocked away, picked up by Watkins for the Terriers. Going to give it off to Ben Parrish is in now, and then
nice
we got Bo. Yeah.
Crossed over, drive to the hole, and score on the left side.
That was shot. Yeah, Peters for the Terriers. Just a real quick move to the hoop.
Yeah.
Two dribbles and a score. So 5-2 Vashon now with 3 minutes gone in the game. Delgado Williams working with the ball. Going to give it off to Tooman. Back down to Larson. Larson goes baseline. Nothing there. It gets cut off.
Trapped.
Now he gets out of there. Goes off to Delgado Williams, who runs in. Wow, he didn't get fouled because he went to the hoop and he went to shoot, and the ball got, I don't think it was lost.
Either it was touched or he lost the handle.
Maybe he lost the handle on it. He was in traffic there, so I couldn't see what was going on.
Hard. It looked like he made the right move. He was in there. Yep. I think he must have just lost the handle.
So Parrish with the ball now for the Terriers. Gives it off to Moore. Moore working against Ben Larson. Ben giving him nothing. Now, Ben Bortel with it. going to give back Parrish. Parrish is the key. We're going to have a traveling call going against Parrish and the Terrier. So over to the Pirates.
Yeah, which either way, he was in trouble. He was, he was had his head down. He's not the tallest kid. He's in there in the forest. And, he had to do something. So,
right. So Tooman with the ball now for the Pirates. Going to give it up to Larson, far side wing, out high to Carlson. Carlson surveying the defense, going to give it back to Tooman. As nothing was there, Pirates working around the top of the arc, looking for something inside. Can't find it. Goes to Delgado Williams, out to Tooman. Tooman ball fake. Long pass cross court to Carlson. Carlson's going to take a three. Ball rims off. And as Larson went to the ball, and one of the Terriers just goes out of bounds, and they're going to call it off Ben Larson.
Yeah, and then I'll tell you, hats off to Ben Larson. He's a utility man. Boy, he's involved in every play, every rebound, you know? And more often than not, he gets those rebounds, which is so great.
Yeah.
I was talking to Coach Sears the other day. He was just talking about how strong Ben is. Just such a great defender. He's the guy we want on the top players because he's just so strong.
Yep. And now Terriers take a three, miss it. And
nice rebound
by Carlson. Yep. Tooman with the ball, calling out the offense, getting it set up, and now we're going to get a near side pass to Carlson. And they give it out high to Larson. Larson surveys inside, but nothing there. Tooman far side wing now out to Carlson. Carlson has open three. Terriers backed off, takes it, misses, rebound, Ben Larson.
And there's Larson again.
And now Larson goes up and scores for Ben. Just bustles his way up.
And it's crazy, right, because they're playing a 2-3 defense. They're playing a zone defense, so that zone should be filled with green shirts.
Yeah.
But Ben Larson still gets in there and gets the rebound and gets the putback.
I think they say things about a kid like that as he brings his lunch pail to work.
He's a worker.
Yeah.
Here's Reese Carlson, and Carlson was going to take it down.
Goes coast to coast and lays it in, and now we're going to get a full timeout taken by Charles Wright.
Yeah.
Pirates lead 9-2.
It's a real good start.
Yeah.
I love to see that. I love to see it feel. You know, those are all earned points right there where they weren't given, and that's from playing good defense and attacking the hoop, which is good stuff. Really good stuff. Yeah, they're into one of my favorite offenses. It's a real simple offense, zone offense. What I'm surprised to see is that Delgado Williams is playing the other post, so he's actually playing four and five. So it's like he and Sawyer Ramey are in there together, or whoever else is in there, they're playing four and five, which is really interesting. Because you would think Ben Larson would be playing that position.
Yeah. So they've got Carlton probably at the two, right? And Ben would be the three.
And then so they have Delgado. So the funny thing is, you know, Delgado Williams was always a tiny kid.
Yeah.
You know, when he grew up, it took him a long time to go. But I keep forgetting that he's actually 6 foot, 6'1".
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. So, he's strong also.
Yep. So he can play that position. It's just, it's unusual to see him playing a four. I've never really seen him playing four, but why not?
Yep.
Especially if they run the offense properly, then he'll go out to the corner and he can hit that shot from the corner.
Right. Now, play resumes. Terriers with the ball, stolen by Reese Carlson. Yep. Carlson going to bring it back up the floor himself. Looking down low for Finn Hawkins. Hawkins open three in the corner, doesn't take it. Pushes it back out. Now Tooman going into the key, finds a cutting Reed Stromberg. Stromberg able to lay it in against pressure.
Stromberg's so good at that sneaky, just moving under the hoop at the hoop at the low post. It's a beautiful thing, and Tooman notices that every time. Got good hands. He can finish. It's nice to see.
And now the steal by Tooman. That's an ill-advised pass by Holbrook Smith.
And he guarded really tight here.
Yep.
Which is what they do.
And so Carlson without the ball, with the ball out high on the inside. Stromberg doesn't there, and now we're going to get Hawkins for the three.
And that's how you break the zone defense. You pass the ball, but most importantly, you use your postman, and they did that. Using the postman, which in this case was Reed Stromberg, it opens something up. Mostly it closes up the defense, and then somebody's open on the perimeter.
And now we have Parrish going in and throws up a crazy shot, misses.
Ooh.
Rebound by Carlson, and then now Tooman tries to go inside Stromberg, knocked away by the Terriers. Balls on the floor.
It was a cute idea, kind of a no-look, whoopee pass, but It was a brilliant idea, but I think maybe a little bit too cute right now.
So. Well, and the defender was right on Stromberg, yep. So they both kind of fought over the ball. Ball came loose and went to the floor, got tied up for a jump ball, but possession goes over to the Pirates, the Terriers.
Yep.
On the that. So Pirates leading 14-2 now, and as Bowen Moore tries to go inside to one of his teammates, throws the ball away and out of bounds. And so Andy Sears pulls Reese Carlton out of the game, gives him a big high five.
Slap on the back.
There you go. Nice shot, kid.
Yep, I like to see that.
Yep.
Reese Carlton has historically been a difficult kid for the coach. And so it's good to he's used to coaches yelling at him. So it's nice to have one.
Kuhlman hit the 10-footer inside us. He wanted to pass, but then the defense backed off and gave him an open look.
And made a beautiful fake. That's why the crowd was screaming because he got everybody up in the air. And then he moved forward, always looking to pass, which is frustrating to me, instead of shooting.
Right.
He looked to pass, and then everybody backed off. So he shot the 10-footer and made it beautiful. I love that.
So Tooman gets a little bit of instruction from the sidelines. He brings the ball up.
Yeah, 25 seconds to play in the period here.
Yeah, in front court. Yeah, shot clock still on. There's just maybe a 1 or 2 second differential.
Yep, so this is where they wait till about 10 seconds, and then they'll set a screen over here. And it doesn't work as well with the zone.
Yep, and now Tooman, who goes, gets the screen, goes around the screen. Screener Ben Larson cuts off into the middle of the key and he receives the pass and he goes to the hoop. He gets fouled and he's going to the line for two shots.
Yeah, so that's that play where you just have to be creative and you have to make the right read. And in that case, it was a pretty good read because Ben Larson's got great hands. So if you throw it to him in there and he's so strong, he'll usually catch it. Missed his free throws. We were talking about that the other night. They need to hit their free throws.
Yeah, they struggle with Jill Christian.
They sure do.
Oh, no.
And, you know, when you lose by 2 points, it's really hard to look back and say, well, we missed 8 free throws.
Yeah,
you know. For sure. It's easy to do that, but, you know, it also changes the dynamic of the game. Big long shot from half court.
Yep, by Bowen Moore. Nothing there in this. We end the first quarter. The Pirates are up 17-2. Good start for the boys tonight.
Yeah, really good start. They came out strong here. It's a lot different than the last time we played them. Speaking of gyms that are unusual, that's an unusual gym down at who we played.
Charles Wright. Yeah,
at Charles Wright because it's that kind of huge dome of it's just giant amount of open space.
Yeah.
So,
it's all weather courts. This guy doesn't have a wood court. It has that funky,
almost
rubbery.
It's rubbery, and so it's large and cavernous. It's cold.
Yeah.
And it's a tough place to have a real intense game or to get intense energy, you know, and it's quiet. So it took them a while to get into it. But we have a really nice crowd here tonight.
Yeah. And the band's here, it's good for the kids.
Yeah, it really is.
When you have a good crowd, everybody enjoys it. The cheerleaders, the band, and particularly the players, of course.
They
love to have a big crowd.
But it's cool. It's cool to have put on a good show.
Yeah.
So the people here watching you can enjoy it and go, hey, we've got a pretty good team. You know, I'll tell you, when we were playing Seattle Christian a couple nights ago, there was a good showing of Vashon kids.
Oh, good.
And they were quite vocal and very supportive. That was really neat.
Yeah.
We were surprised. We were like, why didn't we have as many of these guys, you know?
Right.
Because it seems kind of quiet. But.
Yeah. Well, once, maybe we get deep into the season now, we get more kids out, you know, it's winter and it's raining. It's like, what else are you going to do? Yeah. Sure. Let's watch Pirate basketball.
That's right. It's a fun thing to do. I've always said that.
Yep.
Good pass to Rami inside.
Yeah.
And he got a nice shot off the bank, which is what you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah, exactly. Use that glass.
Use the backboard, yeah.
Right.
Makes a huge difference. That was an unusual shot, though, right from the front of the rim.
Right, kind of off the front of the rim. And now we got Smith with the ball, loses the handle, kicks it back to Bowen Moore. Moore takes a three, misses everything. Ball's going to bounce out of bounds and go over to the Pirates.
Yeah, they're really frazzled right now, the Terriers. And, you know,
they look athletic. They just they struggle to score.
Yeah, and they, you know, if you watch, they're lumbersome, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But they seem like good kids.
And now Reese calls the big three, misses. Sawyer Ranney on the rebound for the Pirates. Gets it over to Finn Hawkins. Hawkins is going to dribble out of trouble and reset things up. Give it over to Maxwell. Delgado Williams into the key. Kicks out Stromberg. Stromberg taking a three. Misses.
Oh, that looked like it was
the right line was good.
We were right behind it. It looked like he was going to hit that.
Yeah, but it bounced off the backside and hit off the glass.
And now the interesting thing, Maxwell Delgado, now he's playing one.
Yeah.
He's played four and one tonight.
Julian Tooman's out, so I suppose they moved Maxwell over to the one and set things up. Now Pirates inbound it, working with the ball. Finn Hawkins out high with it, goes the high post to Reed Stromberg, back to Hawkins. Hawkins is going to take a three. He's wide open. Misses. Rebound by Reese Carlton. Reese puts it back in.
Nice job by Reese Carlton. I'm so proud of them when they get offensive rebounds, and if they get a putback, that's even a bonus. But it means they're trying, you know?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
And now the Terriers throw the ball out of bounds.
Kind of
similar to the Terrier girls tonight, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, the Vashon Lady Pirates, they won 49-15.
Yeah.
And just forced a lot of errors by the Terrier team. And a lot of them were unforced.
This one was just unforced.
Yeah.
Two guys going opposite direction, and the pass was thrown in the middle of them.
The Pirates with the ball now. After the turnover, Delgado Williams out to Tooman. Tooman back in the game. Ben Larson as well.
With swinging around.
Ranney, Carlton, and Delgado Williams. Oh, Tooman had a three, but it doesn't take the shot. Now it goes inside to Delgado Williams. We're going to push on Bowen Moore. So
I love the ball movement. Going around the perimeter almost takes too long. I love to see it. But sometimes skip passes work, and using the corners more would be nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, this kind of defense works well if the guys understand the defense and they can move well. And if they're just kind of shuffling here and there, it won't work.
Yep.
And they should be taking advantage of that. They should be communicating up here.
So we got Reese Carlton taking the ball and we move now. Wow. Nice. Two dribbles, a Euro step,
a beautiful Euro step.
Yeah.
A step down and then a step back up into the middle of the key. And a shot, was it their lefty or was it a righty?
Right.
But you know, he's tall.
He's tall.
He doesn't realize he's 6'4". I mean, he gets so, and he can jump pretty well.
Yeah. He's athletic for sure. Now another turner by the Terriers. Tooman picks up the loose ball, quickly up the floor with it. Gets cut off by the defense, backs out, going to give the ball off to Carlton, but gets it right back now. Surveying, we got a whistle on the floor, and not sure what. Yeah, I don't think the shot clock was going again. Yeah, the shot clock was not turning, so the referee stopped the game, took 7 seconds off.
That's a good find as a ref.
You're watching what's going on.
Many things.
Yeah, you are. I know it's tough
to get a guy that can catch that because every second counts, right?
Yep.
I mean, really counts.
Yep. Oh,
wow.
This is a hoop.
Oh, wow.
This is it. Sawyer Ranney comes in, cleans it up in traffic.
Good for him. I'm proud of him for pulling down that offensive rebound and putting it straight up, not bouncing it on the ground. Keeping that ball up high and using his height. That was great. And finishing.
Yep.
And finishing.
And now,
almost
good defense. Ball. That was on Holbrook Smith.
Another beautiful.
Offensive foul going against the charge, going against Ben Larson. He went to the hoop.
Yeah, it was actually against Tooman. He was
dished.
So Tooman was coming hard down the middle, and then he dished to the wing to Ben Larson.
Okay.
And he actually ran into the defender, so it was a tough goal
because it was a beautiful play.
Yeah, beautiful dish to Ben Larson and the score, but it didn't count.
Tooman's first foul was 4:20 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Pirates up 25-2.
The funny irony is that Tooman's really good at taking those charges.
He rarely
creates one.
Yeah.
So it's all right. He gets a little bit used to those things.
Yep. And now Pirates get the rebound after Terrier missed. Tumi with a long pass up the floor to Larson.
No, I think
Stromberg and Larson weren't sure who was supposed to get it. They both backed off. And ball was out of bounds.
Kind of one of those. And I'd rather see two guys collide trying to get the ball than see them going, you take it, no, you take it. Of course, you see it all the time, right? You see it in the MLB baseball all the time.
Yeah.
You know, two guys aren't communicating.
Yeah.
The ball drops into them.
They're pros.
Yeah. They're pros. They do it for a lot of money.
Yeah. Or they run into each other too hard.
Yeah. Which is better, I think, right?
I mean, they're both going for it.
Better two guys going for it.
Yep. And now, as Ben Parrish goes to the hoop, trying to lay it in, but just ball just hammered away by Reese Carlton.
And the irony is now he gets pulled out of the game.
Not because
he was doing anything
wrong. No, it's just a normal rotation.
Yeah, and it's funny when you know, you make a great play and you're like, wow, why are you taking me out of the game? Come on, I'm feeling good.
And now Parrish with the ball on the inbound.
Terrier still have just 2 points in the first half.
Yeah.
A testament to good defense, I'm going to say.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And now Bowen Moore goes to hoop, partially blocked by Sawyer Ranney. I think they're going to call Ranney on the foul, maybe with a body. I think he partially blocked the shot.
I think he did too, but he's so aggressive, you know, that it looks like a foul every time he does anything.
Yeah. Well, he's a big kid,
He's a big kid, and he's aggressive, you know. Unfortunately, they had about a tenth of a second until the shot clock went off, but... this is the kid who's going to score most of their points. In fact, he's the only one who scored so far.
Right, yeah. Looks like a good basketball player, just doesn't have a lot of help around him, so the defense is able to collapse on him. Missed his first free throw, hits the second, has all three Terrier points.
Yep. And I'll tell you, this is also a testament to Vashon, how much they've improved, because last time they played, this was actually a fairly close game here, but this wasn't exactly what I expected it to happen. And Tumen puts up the shot.
Very beautiful shot.
Julian Tumen
from the left wing.
Gives the Pirates a 25-point lead. Now another unforced error by the Terriers as they throw the ball way up high and out of bounds.
Way up high.
I don't even know if Shaq could have got that pass.
Shaq in his prime.
Yeah.
Yes, agreed.
So the Pirates working with the ball. Finn Hawkins has it near side lane. Kicks it out to Larson. Out high, Larson looking back down low to Hawkins. Hawkins looking for Ranney. Cuts across the key. And now Parrish picks off the pass. Quickly up the floor. Goes to the hoop. A little bit of English. Misses it, though. And Finn Hawkins right there for the rebound. And Parrish just bugs him. Parrish is just kind of going crazy.
He's taunting a little bit out there, which is, the funny thing about it is that the score is so skewed right now. It's funny that you would be a little bit cocky. You know, but whatever. Feelings happen with kids.
Sure they do.
They have a hard time.
Yeah. Well, you know, they everybody wants to win, but if you're getting hammered, that's even tougher.
It may even be more fuel for it.
Yeah.
Frustration. Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's what a little bit what's going on.
Yep. So they pull Parrish out of the game. Peters comes in, and now Pirates working with the ball. They're part of the court. Ben Larson going to take three. He's going to rim off. We're going to get Watner Bortel on the rebound backside. He's going to give it off to Moore into the middle of the key. Gives over to Lowe and Smith into the key. And gets blocked by Ranney, they call another foul on Ranney.
I think it's going to be Sawyer. How was it on Sawyer? He came from behind. 3-0.
Okay, they called it on Hawkins. Okay.
That was a clean block.
Yeah.
It was way up there.
Yeah. Okay. I guess maybe push Hawkins.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. He came over Hawkins, and Hawkins had no choice but to foul.
Yeah. So going to get Carlton in the game, Sawyer Ranney out, and we're going to get Delgado Williams in and Stromberg out.
Yeah, and this is the rotation, you know. These are the kids that play, and they really, really play well together. There's just no weaknesses out there, which is such a pleasure to see this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So after a missed free throw by Lowe and Smith, we got Bowen Moore coming in and get the rebound.
Yeah,
which is nice elevation and puts it back in off the glass. Got fouled, so he has the and one.
Yeah, and shame on Vashon for letting him in there.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get in a game like this and you forget your fundamentals.
Yeah.
And these are practice games because you just don't get game time experience like this. So you really, the objective should be the perfect game, right? Perfect
right.
offense, perfect defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
No turnovers. No, you know.
Yeah.
No errors.
Yeah. Eliminate the flop. Yep. You know,
another three.
Now, Kuman takes another. Oh, halfway down, yeah. Rims out, rebound by the Terriers.
I just love the confidence that they're playing with right now. The passing is beautiful.
And now we get Peters taking a three, saved out of bounds by Nathan Watkins, yeah, but right to one of the Pirates.
Heroic save.
Yeah.
And good for him. At least he saved it on this side of the court.
Well, yeah.
You see that so frequently where somebody makes a heroic save and then launches it right back into somebody else.
Who's under the basket.
Yeah. I go, listen, just get the ball and then just go out of bounds. Don't be trying to fling it back.
Yep,
you see it all the time, especially when they're growing up.
So foul on the floor going against the Terriers. It was on Lowen Smith, and now ball comes in and easily.
Beautiful.
Reese Carlson cuts in the middle. The key gets the feed from Delgado.
One of my favorite plays because they always forget the inbounder. So the pass comes out.
Right.
Pass comes out, and all the defenders are working. You'll even see a lot of teams' coaches coach their fifth player, the one who's guarding the inbounder, turn his back to the inbounder.
And then
they forget him.
Right.
And they're guarding all the other guys, and then he's open, and that's a beautiful thing.
Ooh. Now, Ben Hawkins with a block on the inbound. Oh, goes over to Bowen Moore, and Moore hits a three from the corner.
Yeah, beautiful three. And the funny thing is that that inbounds play was exactly the same as the play we run.
Yeah.
And it worked for them, other than Hawkins recovered.
Yep. And now Hawkins has the ball go through his hands and out of bounds. And
yeah, and so here, you know, you're getting some sloppy play going on here.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not okay. We're ahead by a lot, but you never know. Crazy things can happen. And, again, I'd be going through the perfect game.
I think
right
we've all seen it.
Yep.
So 50 seconds to go in the half. Pirates up 30-9. Terriers working with the ball. Going to go over to Bortel. Bortel takes three, misses everything. Rebounded backside by Delgado Williams, who's going to bring it up the floor and give it off to Kuman. Kuman, near side wing, thought about it for a moment to take shot, but doesn't. Now Pirates working with it. Lots of time on the game clock and shot clock. Now we're going to get Ben Hawkins taking a long three. It's going to rim off. But Reese Carlton right there to clean it up and put it back in. Wow. Nice power move by Reese.
Yeah, indeed. And I'm proud of him for getting under there and fighting for those rebounds.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Some days, you know, he doesn't. His mind isn't in it quite, and he's not playing. This is the brief we love to see.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the brief we need.
Yeah, exactly. We need him every game.
Right. Yeah. Now Bowen Moore takes another three.
Shot.
This is
shot. It was almost a throw.
Oh,
he's shooting. He's shooting.
Yeah. And Terry mugs him again.
Same kid with frustration going, and he literally, like, grabbed both of his arms and pulled him down while he was shooting from three-quarter court or from, you know, almost NBA.
What a fake shot.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's not good making that.
No. It was an ill-advised foul.
Yeah.
But he's frustrated, and, you know, he's close to getting a technical right here.
Yeah, because
he's doing some silly things.
Yeah, I think the refs are over there talking to the coaches.
Yeah. He needs to sit down and probably cool out. You know, you always get kids like that, and they've got hot heads, and sometimes it works for them, and other times it doesn't.
Yeah.
And in this case, that could have been called a flagrant foul.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Right.
And I don't know what they're discussing over here.
I think they put time back on the clock, 0.3 seconds. Tuman's going to get three free throws. And I think some of the Terriers saw it at halftime because it was showing zero on the clock.
Yeah.
And they went into the locker room, so they had to pull them back out.
Yeah.
And now they're lining up because the game is still on, so the Terriers are going to be on the in the key.
They're lined up as if for the free throws, even though they have no consequence because I suppose they can get the rebound and launch one up. Right.
Kuman hits the first of his two of the first three free throws.
Yep. And so here's our free throws. Let's see how we go. That's pretty good so far.
Julian's lining up to take the third one. Ball is away, and he hits that one as well. So gets all three. So really a tough foul that so Terriers will inbound.
Just the formality.
Yeah. Inbound the ball.
Those things are pretty crazy.
Yeah. So 35-9 now.
That's a heck of a game right now, and I'll tell you, you know, this team has really, really come together this year.
Yeah.
And, there's no game that they haven't been in, and you know, just last year they were getting beat by a ton.
Yeah.
These simple games, and that's what's so frustrating. Like, I watch this team, and even they've lost two games, maybe three games. You know, they've been close games, and they've shown a ton of heart. They've shown a ton of confidence. Very respectable, you know, even their losses. I'm really proud of those guys because they're a threat.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, every
right.
time.
And other teams, I think, are figuring that out.
Oh, yeah. They should. If you're a coach and you're looking in, you know, your prospective next game and you go, hey, look at these guys.
Yeah,
look at these guys, and they played tight game. They're third in the league right now, so we better. And I'm pretty sure they're getting scouted as well.
Sure,
they're seeing films because you know, like I'll see them coming out in a Boston one on Julian Tooman, and we discussed before. I wasn't sure. I'm like, you know, he's good, but he's not scoring a ton of points.
Right,
but if you take the captain out, you know, the ship has no captain, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I think, you know, wise coach knows that. If you take that guy out, then somebody else has to run the show, and it's a different program.
Right, and a team like Annie Wright, who looks like they're probably the odds-on favorite to win the league, they will, you know, they were probably surprised by Bashaun in the first game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, you know, they beat Bashaun by, I don't know, what, 35 last year, and then Bashaun was in that game the whole night,
and it was just a simple mistake, you know, and then that's a team that you can't afford to make mistakes on.
Right, right.
But I'll tell you, it was a huge difference between last year and this year. Last year, you know, the Annie Wright was just making fun. They were just goofing off.
Right.
They were super disrespectful, putting up crazy shots, laughing. You know, it was really unpleasant. But boy, they didn't do that this year.
Yeah,
they were dead serious. In fact, they were even getting frustrated.
Right.
And I think we have a good chance to have a really tough game against these guys and potentially to beat them. So
yeah, yep,
which will be cool.
So with that, I think we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for listening to the Voice of Vashon, KVSHLP 101.9 on the FM dial, and worldwide on the web at voiceofvashon.org. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Voice of Vashon. We'll be back in about 7 minutes. Go Pirates! Welcome back to the Voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball, everyone. As we start the second half, the Pirates are leading Charles Wright Terriers 35-9.
Yeah.
And so, Kent, I don't know if Andy made any adjustments at halftime, but I'm sure the Terriers did.
Yeah, I think I would probably tell the young kids to be ready, you know, and that we expect a good game from you. We don't expect you to make mistakes. We expect you to play well and to have good sportsmanship and respect. And I would tell my guys, these guys, the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
And the quest should be for the perfect game. Perfect offense, perfect defense.
Yep. And now Terriers working with the ball to start of the second half, and Reese Carlton strips Nathan Watkins of the ball inside. It's key. Gets the turnover for the Pirates. Tooman now with it, going to set up the offense.
Yeah, and Nathan had that ball down by his knees in between four shirts.
Right. Now,
oh, beautiful.
We have a beautiful pass from Julian Tooman from the near side wing, cross court to a cutting Reese Carlton. Carl, he just
easily scored. Yeah, and he was in between actually two Terriers that were right by him, but he out-jumped them to get the ball, and he also out-jumped them to score, which is great.
Now we have a foul on the floor going against Carlton.
Against Carlton, and that was a silly foul.
Yeah, he just reached in.
Yeah, he just hacked him, hit him right on the arm. And, you know, I don't think he's much of a threat in there that you have to be hacking him to make him shoot free throws. But
right.
But 22. Yeah, so it looks like Nathan Watkins likes to get inside
and try to make inside moves, but until he's really proven that he can make inside moves, no reason to be fouling him.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, like an obvious foul like that.
Yeah.
And so it looks like they put on a full court press here.
Yep. And watch him hit both his free throws.
Yes, indeed. So don't foul that kid.
Right.
Make him work for them.
Yep. Now Delgado Williams to the hoop. Oh, floats in about an 8-footer, rims off, and rebound by the Terriers.
Yeah, I mean, that's that vintage shot. It's Yeve, who used to coach with me, Williams' dad. That's his favorite shot, is that floater. And so,
Bowen Morris, another three.
Yeah, for the Terriers.
Giving him, I think, 12 of the 14 Terrier points.
Yeah, definitely high score here.
Yeah.
So this is kind of an interesting full court press. They just keep one guy down there to harass the ball handlers, and what that does is it just slows down the pace so that they have to they can have their defense ready and adjusted.
Long NBA free.
Yeah.
This is it. As time is running out of the shot clock, that's why
So you see, this is exactly what happens. So
yeah.
He slows down the pace of the game. Next thing you know, you have 15 seconds to get in your offense instead of 20 or 25.
Now, good pass from Bowen Moore to cutting Nathan Watkins. And Watkins has a clear lane to the hoop and scores.
Yeah, and clearly Hawkins likes to play inside. This is the same thing. You know, they won't take that off until that full court press, that one guy pestering.
Terriers definitely coming out with a little bit more energy in the second half.
Yeah,
Pirates lead cut to 21 points. Tooman and Delgado working with the ball. Delgado Williams going to get over to Carlton. Carlton, three near side, a wing. Follows the shot, gets his own rebound. Goes into Sawyer Ranney, and now we're going to have a foul on the floor going against the Terriers.
Yeah, so good for him for getting his own rebound. We always stress that, you know, follow your shot. And, of course, we watch the NBA and we watch NCAA, and whenever they shoot those threes, they're just backing away already.
Running down the floor, showing three before they even hit it.
Yep, a lot of times they're hitting him, but, it's bad habits for these young guys when you should be following it. And my point is that Brees Carlton followed his shot that time, and he got his own rebound because nobody knows better where that ball is going to land than the shooter.
Right. So now Tooman will inbound for the Pirates after they clean the foot off floor. Delgado Williams jumped high to get that pass. I almost lost it. So Pirates work through the Julian Tooman near side wing. Far pass over to Carlton. Ball comes loose. Randy tips it back to Delgado Williams. 15 seconds on the shot clock, plenty of time. High post to Randy and over to Julian Tooman. Tooman takes a three and buries it. Nothing but net. Julian Tooman on a good beat. Sawyer Ranney,
absolutely beautiful, because I love getting that ball to the high post. And the high post, you do not have to shoot it, but you draw the defense to you. That's exactly what happened. Made a beautiful pass to Tooman, who finished with a nice three.
So many good things happen when you can play high post basketball. You know,
so many good things.
Yeah.
Get the ball to the high post. You have to use that high post.
Yep.
You see too many teams that if they don't use him, they don't even look at him, and then you're playing 4-on-5.
Yep.
It's so frustrating.
So Pirates had a rebound after a missed Terrier shot. Working in their offense down here. Tooman near side wing with it. Going to give it off to Carlton. He had some open looks at the basket, but it looks like the Pirates are kind of happy with moving the ball around. Now Carlton takes a three. Ball rims off, hits off one of the guy wires to the backboard and gets called over to the Terriers for their...
And I'll tell you the other thing about using that postman is that, you know, he's earned it. You know, he's doing the tough work, and he's in there. And in that this one series right here, they didn't even look at the post, both posts. They have two guys, and that's frustrating to me because get that ball into those guys. They're doing the heavy work.
Right.
You know,
they're the guys in traffic generally.
Yep.
And now we're going to have a foul on the floor going against the Pirates. We'll find out who that was. It's going on Carlton.
Yep. And I'll tell you, there's nobody on the playground that wants to be the postman. There's nobody that wants to play that role and just
play inside in the paint the whole time.
Right.
Everybody wants to shoot the three, the drive. And now we have Parrish hit the three for the Terriers, 40-19, with 3:29 to go in the third quarter. Pirates still up 21, but the Terriers scoring a few points this half so far.
Yep.
And they're a different team already in the second half.
Yep.
Now high post to Ranny over to Stromberg. Wow. Stromberg hits the shot right at the glass. Right at
that's a high-low pass.
That's a high-low pass.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. The posts playing with each other and playing together. And that was a good pass by Ranny down to the low post where Reed was. Reed Stromberg. That was a beautiful pass.
Yep. I love to see that.
Now Peter's going to the hoop. Going to give it off to
almost
Cole Brooks.
Travel.
Yeah. And we got Watkins with it, banging into Ranny. Nothing there. Gives off Terry still on baseline. I think we have a push going against one of the Pirates.
It's like probably Tooman here because he was guarding.
Yep. It's on Tooman. So that's probably Julian's second. Got three fouls on Weeks Carlton, taken out of the game for a quick seat. I'm sure he'll be back soon. Now, long pass up the floor, and we're going to get it over. Oh, not over back because it was an inbound
possession,
right?
Yeah.
So now going down low to Watkins, Ranny working with him. As Watkins comes around, tries to shoot it, but Ranny just slots it.
And good for Ranny because you know what? It was a decent move, and the kid almost looked a little cocky, like it was going to happen, and he did get it swatted. Which, speaking of getting swatted, Reed Stromberg had a shot blocked. It wasn't quite he was in a tough position.
He's in a lot of traffic there.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, he has this ability to hang a little bit. And just look at this beautiful shot from the corner.
Oh boy. Stromberg shot from the free throw corner.
Yep.
Rims in and out, rolled around the rim a couple times, and then comes out, rebounded by the Terriers.
That's a slow turn on the rim, and then fell out.
And now Terrier's working much harder this half, getting some offensive rebounds, and now we're going to have Ranny. He's going to foul Spencer Holbrook.
He counted the basket, which is a little bit unusual.
Yeah,
because he wasn't quite the act of shooting.
No, he wasn't, because he was on one side of the hoop, and Ranny fouled him, and then he stepped guard
on the other side.
So
it looks like they're not giving it to him.
Okay, so it is on the floor.
The ball out of bounds.
Okay.
I thought I saw him do the signal for
basket
count.
Yep. So, right call. Parrish now inbounds to Holbrook. Smith.
And good closing on defense. You know, it looked like he has opened for that brief second on the inbound pass, but they closed hard on that post. So, he got nothing off.
Ball comes into high post into Reed Stromberg. He's got a dribble out of a lot of traffic.
Aggressive defense over there at the high post. Maybe that's the reason not to get it to the high post. Like here we go. That's what you want to do. Unfortunately, they got it into the high post and they made a bad pass. But you want to get it in and out fast.
Now Terrier's working with the ball. Fortell over to Bowen Moore. Bowen Moore with a nice spin move, easily makes it to the hoop and scores with the left hand.
Beautiful,
spin.
Yeah, he's quick.
With just one, two steps to get to the hoop from the high post. That was good move.
Yeah, 42-21, Bowen. Moore with most of the points for the Terriers. Good ball player.
I don't know what that whistle was for.
Yeah. Yep. Shot clock was on.
Yeah, he was pointing to the ground for some reason. I don't know what. Shoelace. I don't know.
Yep.
It was just stop play. Ball went out of bounds.
Yeah, Pirates working with the ball after getting it inbounds. Finn Hawkins with it.
Stromberg, he's running the offense properly. He goes way out to the corner.
Yep. Julian Tooman hits another three.
All he's doing is hitting threes.
Yep.
And all he does is hit
threes. That's a bit net. I think that's his fourth, maybe fifth.
Well,
beautiful stuff.
I think he's closing in on 20 points for the game.
Yeah.
Now, Terrier's working with the ball. Low and Smith were down low to Bortel, looking for Holbrook Peters.
And then same thing.
And, and then Reed Stromberg Peters.
He actually had position, which means that Reed Stromberg was out of position because he got position inside of him under the hoop. But he still blocked it from behind.
Yeah.
So he recovered. And without fouling him, which is impressive. And this is the same inbound play, and they got him again.
Yeah,
it's simple. The two big men cross when they're on the opposite post. And a long shot from mid-court. He didn't get fouled this time. Tumen put it up at half-court and didn't get fouled shooting. He's not shooting three. But, you know, they came out a lot stronger this time.
Yeah,
the Terriers. I think
they scored 14 points in that quarter. They were at 9 at the half.
Yep. So they had a bit of a talking to that says, hey, this is about pride right now. Get out there, show us some heart, show us some try, show us some effort.
Yep.
And they did. So so that conversation went in there. We're not here to be embarrassed.
You know,
so we're here to have fun. But as we start the fourth quarter, the Pirates are up by 22 points, 45-23. And looks like Andy will probably put his starters back in to begin the quarter, and probably maybe halfway through, if the point differential stays the same, he might get some of the guys deeper in the bench in there. Yep. I'll tell you, as a coach, it's never enough. You're never ahead by enough. And you're just,
should I or shouldn't I?
Yeah, you're just like, oh, I want to. You know, the kid deserves to go, but let's go a little bit longer here. So I'm guessing they'll still get plenty of time. Probably in the 3 to 5 minute mark, he's going to get a lot. And I'll tell you, they've got a pretty good bench. They got the kids are comfortable, and
you got a young bench.
Yeah, they all practice together, so they all know each other pretty well. And you know, last time they came in, they did some cool things, took some charges, got some good give and goes.
Now, play resumes in the fourth quarter. Pirates with the ball, going into the cutting Reece Carlton.
Wow.
Long cross-court pass from Tumen.
He did everything right. I didn't think that was going to work. Using his height, and that's always what I love.
Now, Terriers with the ball. Going more with it, loses the handle. Can't figure out where the ball is. Right behind him, but picked up by Ben Larson for the Pirates. Now, Tumen quickly up the floor with it. Backed off 47-23, Pirates. Reece Carlton goes high post. Delgado wins. Williams makes a move to the hoop. Nothing there. Finds Reece Stromberg. Stromberg
out
of the short corner.
And I'll tell you, I mean, he's not the tallest kid either. He's 6'1", but he's playing four, you know. So he's playing power forward right now.
Yep.
And he plays a lot underneath. And I'll tell you, he scores a lot underneath, too, which is beautiful.
Now, Terriers, as Peters taking three, misses Stromberg, backside rebound for it. Going to give it to Tumen. Tumen going to bring it up the floor, directing traffic a little bit.
Yeah, send a signal.
Get his teammates in the right spot.
Yeah.
So Carlton out top with it, gets over to Tumen.
And I would use Delgado here because, you know, he's coming in playing a position he's not used to, and we should reward him for doing that.
Yes. Reece Carlton three rims off, and it's going to go out of bounds, so over to the Terriers.
Yeah, and in this kind of offense, again, you know, you got the 4 and 5 that are trading spots, so. When the ball goes to the wing, the 4 or the 5 on that side should be going all the way out to a low post and then goes out to the corner. And then the opposite goes up to the high post.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but what's not happening is that they're not going all the way out to the corner and they're not using the corners because that's part of the offense. That's how the offense works. And if Delgado's in that position, what a great guy to have in the corner because he can really shoot it from out there. You know?
So ball goes out of bounds down on the Terrier side of the court, and it's going to stay with Charles Wright. We're going to get, here's our first big sub.
Yep,
we've got
Owen
Cole is in the game, just freshman, his first action of the night. Yeah. Now, ball comes in, stolen by the Pirates on the inbound pass, Tumen with it, as Parrish is putting up a heavy defense.
Yep.
He goes over to Reece Carlton and down low to Coley. Coley with a nice ball fake, shot, misses. Backside rebound almost by Ben Larson. Knocked out of bounds by Parrish. Will stay with the Pirates.
Yeah, and
Parrish, please, the case.
He's one of those guys. And that Owen Coley comes right in off the bench and makes a good head fake and then takes the ball to the hole and puts up a 8-footer, 9-footer.
It was a good-looking play.
He's going to be pretty good. You can see now he's making good passes. Making good movement. And he's got the ball.
Now, Ben Larson with it going inside the stronger
push.
Too far under the basket.
He's going
to get out to two and over to Carlton.
Shot.
Another three for Carlton. Very good.
He's Carlton. And that's great ball movement. Inside. You see, he uses the inside. You don't have to shoot if you're inside. Pass it outside, and somebody else can pass it and make another get a good shot.
Pirates
that's
up.
What happens.
Yep. Pirates up 29 now, 52-23. Shot by the Terriers. Blocked, but we're going to get a foul called on Stromberg. If he went across Watkins' arms on the way
up. Yeah, and Watkins has had a tough time under there. You know, and more power to him for staying on there. And like, he'll put it up every time. You've never seen a shot he didn't like. But he's had his shot blocked, I think, every time he put it up. I'm talking like 5, 6, 7 times.
Right.
But it doesn't slow him down. He's putting it up still.
Yeah, and he's a good free throw shooter.
Yeah.
I think he put them all tonight. So
I think
get
so
that
too.
One.
I think so. But, and I like that he's in there still battling, you know.
Yeah. Watkins takes the second one, and that one finds the right spot, too, so... 2 points for the Terriers.
Yeah, he can really shoot free throws.
Yeah.
I think we're okay on free throws tonight.
I think we're
up in the 80% range.
We're all right. Now we're going to get a foul on the floor going against Bowen Moore's. I think he tripped a little bit. Kind of went into
Cole. I think they both tripped a little
bit.
I don't know if it was truly a foul or a trip.
Yeah. Inadvertent over each other's feet. Yeah. Hawkins with the ball over to Coley. Pirates working around the arc in their typical offense.
Yeah. I just look at,
and now we're going to get, Andy Sears taking a timeout. Something he didn't like. Talking to his freshman.
Yeah.
Coley.
And you know what the guards are doing up at the top, or the 1, 2, and 3, is they just pass and then they go opposite and then they fill. It's a pretty standard offense. It's always amazing to me that these offenses, you know, we've seen forever. We've been using this offense with these kids since they were in about fourth grade. And, you know, it still works. If you run things well, if you have good fundamentals, it doesn't matter. It runs.
Yeah.
It works, you know. And then you have to get the right reads and get the ball in the right places.
Right.
And but it's a simple offense, and I'm not sure what Coley did wrong there, but I like seeing him in.
Yeah, but he's still in there.
Yeah.
You need to pull him out. You just want to give him a little instruction.
Yeah.
That's
all
right. He can burn some timeouts to help the younger guys.
Absolutely, because there's nothing that can beat playing time.
Yeah, that's right.
And especially for these young guys, because they're playing in varsity here, which is cool.
Yep.
Whoops. Ooh, they forgot about the shot clock.
Yeah. Well, with the timeout, there was time off the shot clock, and you don't get it reset.
They forgot. And,
yep.
I think they were working on what Coach Sears was probably telling them to run the offense.
Yep.
And so they were focusing on running the offense and forgot. And here, okay, Watkins was in there.
Just the high hit this time. Yep. And then we got a shot from the Terriers. Reese Carlton on the rebound, knocked out by Bortels, though, but the Pirates will maintain possession.
Yeah, Carlton was up there with the rebound. Now he's pulling it down. They got slapped out of his hand.
Yep.
And Carlton
comes out.
Still Vash on ball. And they're doing the same offense where that the point guard is pestering the ball handler all the way down.
Yep.
And this is what you want to see, ball movement. And here comes
Coley. All right, Coley.
And it looks like that's his move. Take and drive.
Yeah. He throws about a 10-footer and gets fouled in the process.
But
he's getting 2 free throws.
And I'm not sure he realizes he's playing against kids that are bigger and older and faster than he is. But good for him. He went in there and he's putting up the shot, and he got fouled. So this could be points for Coley.
Oh, there you go.
Beautiful.
Yeah, hits first one.
Yep. So he maintains our average, and now Nolan Castro is in the game, comes in for Tumen. So that's good. These will be the future of Vashon right here. They'll
be our 3-point guards. Two freshmen on the floor, along with Ben Larson, Stromberg, and Finn Hawkins for the Pirates. So you got 2 freshmen, 2 juniors, and senior Larson, who just gets the. A thank you, Steele.
Yeah.
Ball tipped right to him.
I think Nolan Castro forgot he was playing one. He was running down the court, and Ben Larson was looking for where his one was. And here's
Coley puts up a three, which was a good-looking three.
Yeah, it was.
It just didn't go.
Yeah, rims off. Charles Wright on the rebound. Parrish, you know, with the ball over to Bowen Moore. Bowen Moore working against Ben Larson, but Larson giving him nothing. It's probably Larson just in there to, you know, handle Moore.
Exactly. Just stability and,
yep.
Ooh,
Watkins fighting, but Reed Stromberg fighting right back.
Yeah.
They were hitting shoulder to shoulder, and Reed did not back off and actually blocked the shot again.
Yeah.
Watkins.
But again, Watkins, he hasn't seen a shot he doesn't like.
Yeah, right. Well, he's got to keep battling in there.
Yeah, he gets the ball. He's putting it up.
Well, 3 minutes left in the game. Pirates up 29.
Look at Reed Stromberg go. Yeah. That was impressive.
High post. High post. Kept the ball up high. Turned. He had two carriers in his face, and he still put the shot up.
Yep.
And it should have gone in.
Yeah. And Parrish just hit the 3-4 of the carriers.
So now we're going to get a timeout on the floor taken by Charles Wright.
Yeah. Look at this. Charles Wright is putting in there, freshman as well. And that's good. Good sportsmanship.
Yep.
He realizes this is an unwinnable game. And let's get some playing time for these kids.
So now we have Jackson Tracy coming in, another freshman. Ben Larson coming out. And so we got Tracy, Coley, Castro, all freshmen on the floor, along with Finn Hawkins and Reed Stromberg, which is going to be next year's team.
Yeah, it's going to be
because
Sawyer Ranney, right.
Yep. So now valuable time. Coley's going to take a three.
He wants it back.
He kind of missed everything, and then he just looks up at the ceiling and goes, what was I doing?
Yeah, and then the reality is they should be getting in an offense here. This is practice time, guys.
Yeah. Practice against, you know, in real time. So
right.
Get that offense and then get a good shot up. Run the offense and then shoot that same shot is fine.
Yep, 2:20 left in the game here. And shot by the Terriers, rebound by Coley for the Pirates. Going to give it to Castro, who's going to come set up the offense. Nolan, give it over to Finn Hawkins, near side wing. Going to go high post Stromberg, but they don't throw the pass. Now they do. Stromberg right there facing the bucket over to Coley. Coley,
he should have hit that
one. Another good shot.
Another good shot for the free throw line.
Yep.
Stromberg on the rebound for the Pirates, fighting for the ball. We're going to get a whistle on the floor. Oh, we're going to get a timeout taken by Andy Spears. Yeah. Just trying to get to keep the possession.
There you go.
Yeah. And, you know, those free throws, when you're at the free throw line, you've got the ball and you're open, you shoot that darn thing because what do we practice most, you know, other than 3 points? We practice free throws all the time. So that should be an easy shot. If you're on the free throw line, you get the ball, you're open, shoot it.
Yeah.
Because that should be a high percentage shot.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happens. What Coley did there,
right?
Which was well warranted. It just didn't go in.
Yeah.
Again, he's a freshman. And
he has nice fakes that gives him some separation to be able to take an open shot.
Yeah.
So you know he'll start hitting those. You know, and probably a little bit of nerves playing in the varsity game.
Yep. Yeah. And this was a classic mistake that just happened there. Is that in my wing, which was actually Coley at the time, and Nolan Castro passed to him, and neither guy was moving.
Oh, yeah.
And you just stand there, and then...
Ooh, Finn Hawkins rattles home a three as he blasts down the floor. Flying high on a 29-point differential with a minute 20 to go in the game.
Yep, so they're feeling good. They're having fun right now. And it's always important to be respectful and show sportsmanship.
Oh, yeah.
Because no matter how much you're beating a team by... You're going to turn around the next time it's going to be you getting beat by that.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel good when people are trying to jam it down.
Yeah.
Trying to make fun.
And now we got Nolan Castro going to the hoop. No call on a lot of contact on the floor. Missed the shot, rebound by the Terriers, and that was Holbrook Smith who got the rebound, but he steps on the end line. So on the turnover, it's going to go back to the Pirates.
Yeah, so they get the ball back, so they have a chance. And then they actually run the identical inbounds play to the Terriers.
Yeah.
Which is so funny. See, this is the awareness of kids, which is surprising to me. I challenge you to find one kid that knows that, on either team, that they're both running the identical. because they're not defending it properly. You know, if they knew, they would defend it properly.
Yeah, because they already know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right. And they're running the identical play. It should be simple. but the guys are open every time it's done.
Now, 25 seconds to go in the game. Pirates working with the ball. Castro gets it. A little bit of defense from low end Smith. Oh, Castro with a nice move gets some separation from Smith. Thought he might take the three, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to work the ball down. There's a few seconds.
It's what they should do, but I guess if they're anxious and they want to pick some shots up, this is playing keep away right now.
Oh, and Ben Hawkins takes the three as the shot clock times out. Game clock still a second left, and Lowen Smith goes in and scores the last two Terrier points. So with the end of the game, another Pirate victory, 57-30.
Yeah, it's a good-looking game.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it should have been. And, you know, Vashon Pirates are in a different league now. They are in a different league. They're a good team. They're a real contender. They're a team that needs to be watched. That you need to do your homework on these guys because they can beat you.
Yep.
Real good sportsmanship we're watching here as they're shaking hands.
Absolutely. Well, the way it should be, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes temper run high and people get mad at one another, but you still got to go through the line and face the guy up, you know, and say, nice game.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, you know, they came back and made it a respectable game. I mean, 57-30, a lot better than 57-9. You know?
Yeah.
So they can go home and say, hey, we tried hard.
Right.
And they did.
So with that, folks, I think we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening to the voice of Vashon. And with Pirate Basketball, we will be back on the air.
It's next week, and I don't remember which game either. Which is bad. We should have should have that information.
Right, I know. I should bring the schedule with me, but I don't have
it.
So.
People are listening. They want to know. Like, oh, it will be on next Tuesday. It will be on next Wednesday.
Right.
I'll have that for next time.
Yep. But you can also check the schedule on the Vashon High School website. It's right there. And I just want to thank Robert Stokes and Dan Shuler for getting us on the air with the voice of Vashon. And just remember, folks, go Pirates.
Go Pirates.
Good night.